honey.
What, Marianne?
What are these hang-up calls I keep getting on my phone?
What are you talking about?
I don't like it. At 2 in the morning, is it you calling me, Tawny?
Listen, I don't have time to call you at 2 in the morning.
I have to work just as hard as you to get this job.
Oh, please.
Okay, may the best
woman.
Persons win.
Woman.
Okay?
Marianne, I'm
I don't
a woman.
Appreciate you calling my house and my cell phone.
Yeah, well, I don't appreciate you
for the past couple nights.
Not
I don't appreciate
insinuating
it, okay?
Correctly.
I know it's you.
That I'm not a woman. What's that, Gil?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, we're on. We're on.
Duh, Tawny.
Just great, Marianne. Just great. Okay, everybody take your places.
Like, this is my fault.
Okay, James and Joe to the set. James
Tawny,
and Joe to the set.
There.
And we're on. And
we're already recording. We're already on.
Oh, God.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I guess I'll handle this, Tawny.
No, what?
Thank you all for joining us. My name is Marianne. I'm the new production assistant here.
I don't think so, Marianne.
We'll see about that.
Hi, everybody. Just take your seats. Sorry, James. Sorry. We're about to start. Okay.
No, we already started,
I guess cue
Tawny.
The music, Gil. Cue the music.
Yeah,
and
cue it up.
Cue
Gil.
It. Cue
it up. Cue
it up.
That's hot. Do you love it?
Woo!
Wow.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, everybody. How's it going today?
How is everyone?
Hello, hello, hi. Hello, everybody. I love you too. I love you. Oh, look at the signs. Where are you guys from? Alabama, wow. Visiting New York City from Alabama. Oh, and there's Nico and Bula. Hi, Nico and Bula. Let's all take a seat and we get situated. Woo! All right, calm down, everybody. Calm down. Oh, such a gorgeous day.
Really gorgeous.
Such a gorgeous day out. Oh, summer is finally here, right?
It's definitely.
It's getting close.
It's getting there.
It's under my skin. I just can't. I just need it to happen.
Yeah.
And in honor of summer. Now, normally, yes, we have the mimosas. But today,
usually,
we are having some Smirnoff. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I want to say sorry to our sponsors.
Yeah.
We're having Bacardi Silver mojitos.
Mojitos.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Cheers to you.
And let's just. They're delicious.
It's got a really nice flavor.
If you don't like the regular Bacardi Silvers, the malt beverages, this, you know what? It has the same. It's similar, but different enough.
No, yeah.
That I
has,
feel like if you don't, like you said, you don't like the.
I usually don't like the Bacardi Silver. Sorry for anybody that really does, and sorry for the sponsor. But
this mojito
really
one is
love
delicious.
The mojito flavor because
it's,
I guess it was the mint and
the lime. Is there lemon?
Flavor,
I don't know.
It's
delicious.
But, and the sugar, you know, it's probably.
It's sweet, but it's not overwhelming.
It's not overwhelming.
Although I love sweet, so I.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
I can't have a drink that's not sweet.
Yeah, it's gotta be sweet.
Whatever. You know.
Well, I'd take one that's not sweet.
Exactly.
I'll drink it if it's
great.
Well,
hello. But, the best is that they also have other flavors, I saw.
They have
a pomegranate style.
Oh, which is also very delicious.
Oh, you have
I
that
have
one.
To say, yes. I picked it up. You know how sometimes you can go into. Yeah. Hold on, Gil is like telling me to get on track. But
okay.
Let me just finish this. Everybody, our producer Gil. Hi, Gil. How are you?
Hey, Gil.
How are the kids? Summer, slip and slide, get the slip and slide out.
How's
no,
the
not
wife?
Yet. anyway, so where was I? I was actually in San Francisco, Franny, yes,
okay.
This
nice.
Spring.
Very nice.
For business.
Cool.
And I was dying for a beverage. And so I stepped into like a convenience store or whatever, and they had like a six pack, and like, you know how sometimes people mix them up?
Yeah,
like, you know,
the
different flavors
take
in the six pack.
And then put it all together.
I have to say, I'm thoroughly against that.
Well,
because normally it's like, this is the kind I like, and this is the kind I want, and I want the full six pack.
And what if it's the last one
right,
on the shelf?
Exactly. But I did take one of the regular, whatever I was buying, let's just call it, I was buying Bacardi Silver's a six pack.
Exactly.
I took out one of those and grabbed a
pomegranate
and Bacardi
threw
Silver.
It in there.
And it was delicious.
They also have mango.
And they have watermelon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've never had the mango.
Okay, I was afraid to try
that. But the
that.
Pomegranate, I'd have to say the mojito and the pomegranate are probably my favorites.
Well, this one is fantastic. It's probably one of the best malt beverages I've ever had.
Look at you. Look at you. I wish you could see this Lady Jane over here today. How are you, Steven?
I'm
how
great.
Are you?
How are you?
That's what we say here.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we have a busy show today.
Yeah.
I don't know who you think you are, Marianne.
I know that those calls came from you, Tawny, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Please, Marianne, I have better things to do than to wake up in the middle of the night and call you on your cell phone. I don't even think I know your number.
You could have fooled me,
all right.
Tawny.
All right, what's going on here? What?
Yeah.
I'll
all right.
tell you what's
come,
going
Marianne.
On.
Oh, yeah, you
I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Calm
Tawny
down, Tawny.
Called me
calm
in
down.
The middle of the night, every night this week, waking
what's
my parents
on?
Up, calling
what's
myself,
on?
And this is what's going on.
That's
I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh, you tell
them? This boy girl, Tawny.
Well, I can't
handle the fact that I can do a better job than she can here as production assistant. That's what's going on.
First of all, Marianne, I told you earlier I'm a woman. I don't know who the hell you think you are calling me those names. You know exactly who I am. And to top it off, you know what? I can do a better job than you as production assistant.
Right.
Sunday morning mimosa. You know what? I can't take this. I'm going to go to my office.
You don't have an office, Tawny.
All right, I don't have an office. I'm going to go to the green room.
Yeah, you go to the green room, Tawny. I've got things to do. I've got to run a show here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
all right. Listen, Gil, if you can take care of that for us.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Marianne, yeah, get to the sound booth, please. We got a show to do. Apologize, everybody. For those who don't know Tawny, Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. She wants me to always make
it's
sure I do that.
Yeah.
is our resident intern here. Ooh, these mojitos.
Ooh,
I can't even speak. Tawny the tranny, our resident intern here at Sunday Morning Mimosa, was recently incarcerated for a number of months. We won't get into that. But she's back now. But while she was gone, Marianne, our high school intern, who does our sound and visual, when we do have visuals, took over as production assistant and took over the duties of Tawny. So to be fair, we said to Tawny that we couldn't just automatically give her her job back.
No.
That we would let her and Marianne kind of work together over the next couple weeks here. And then we make a decision, you know, when we feel that we know who's best to fill the role. So
exactly.
I guess they're having a little trouble with that. So, Gil, if you could take care of that for us, we'll continue. I think we have some of our favorite guests here.
Of course.
We love them dearly.
Yes.
Especially now that Aunt Gina is back.
Yes.
From being away for so long. Let's get them out here. You know them all very well from their video segments on YouTube. Pearls of Wisdom.
Of course.
And our aunts, Anita and Gina. Come on out. Come on out, Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina. Oh, boy. Look at you, James.
Thank you.
You look just like your mother.
Oh,
doesn't
I know.
He
gorgeous.
Doesn't look just like his mother.
He does.
Look at it.
Oh,
so gorgeous. All right.
Forget about it.
So gorgeous. The girls are all over him. They are.
Oh, I bet.
Oh,
well,
they are. Yeah. Well, you know.
Well.
All right. Well, you know, last week we had some very exciting stuff happen, right, Aunt Gina? I think last week Aunt Gina had the new love of her life here.
She did.
Oh.
She did. I can't believe I missed it.
I'm going to let Aunt Gina tell the story. So,
tell it.
Oh,
Gina,
well,
tell it.
Let me
tell
just
it,
tell
Gina.
You. Oh, I was so nervous
Gina,
last week.
Gina,
well,
you've got to tell them all.
Oh,
go on.
Oh, well,
tell
Gina,
them.
Yeah.
First of all, Gina was here last week, without me.
Okay.
Right? Without me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what was going on. That's
well,
okay.
You know.
I don't know where I was, but... So anyway, so she calls me after the show and tells me this exciting news. I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Well.
Oh, God. I was, you know what? It's just, love is such a beautiful thing, you know?
It's in the air.
It is in the air.
It's in the air. Spring is here. Summer's coming up.
I just, you know.
Oh, it's in the air.
I just, okay. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, let me just tell everybody out there.
Tell them.
My new fiancé.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't believe I'm even saying it. I can't even believe I'm saying it. Well, Nine Finger Nicky. Who knew? Who
knew?
Yes,
who knew?
Oh, God.
So he brought her here.
Yeah. And
he proposed.
Tell them. Well,
he
proposed to me by having.
The Itsy-Bitsies came out. The Itsy Bitsies, if you don't know who they are, you know, those group, the little people.
The little people.
The little people. The Itsy Bitsies came out. Oh, God. Tell them what they sang. Tell them what they sang.
Oh.
They sang that Alicia Keys.
That's right.
That Alicia Keys song, Fallen.
Oh.
Fallen in Love with You or whatever.
Oh, my God.
You got to hear that.
And then tell them about how he got down on one knee.
Oh, he even had to creep down on one knee.
He got down on one knee.
Oh, my God.
He got down on one knee while the Itsy Bitsies are singing.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of sang himself.
Oh, God. I told you the whole story.
I heard it on the radio.
I had to tell you every detail.
Tell them about what he said to you.
Oh.
He got down on one knee. He says to her, he says, I can't live without you. I keep falling in love with you. He knew the words to the song.
He
knew the words. It was like he
had
worked it out with the Itsy Bitsies.
And he had rehearsed with that.
Oh, boy. I had never felt such.
Tell him where he got the diamond from.
Oh, from Hawk.
He got it from Hawk.
Oh, from Nikki the Jeweler.
Oh,
from Hawk. Oh, my Lord.
I can't even.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's gorgeous.
Oh,
look at
God,
it. Just
gorgeous.
Look at it. Oh,
it's very similar to mine.
It shimmer shines?
It's very shimmer shining.
Oh, it's so
shimmer
shining.
It's very
shimmer shining. Oh.
My hair bobbles from Mickey the Jeweler.
Of course.
My
of
hair
course
bobbles.
It is. I bet that's from Hawk.
Mr. Buffin won't buy anything unless it's from Mickey the Jeweler.
Well, look at that.
He won't do it. He won't.
Well, Mr. He knows a good thing when he sees it, let me tell you.
This is great news. I know, this is so exciting. Love is in the air. Love is in
I'm
the
so
air.
Happy for it, is.
Her.
It is.
I'm so happy for
it
her.
It is in the air, and my mojito's in the air.
They are delicious. I had one, too. It's very delicious.
I know.
What's the plan now with you? He's asked you to marry you. Did you set a date? Or
well,
what's,
I can't even
what's
tell
on?
You, boys. What? Well, we're planning
him.
A whole
tell
big thing.
Gina,
you know,
tell
well,
him. Tell
I was
Gina.
Trying to think
tell
of
him.
What I was going to do.
Tell him.
And you know what?
Well, and you remember your first marriage.
Well, forget about
remember
it.
Remember that
it
wedding.
Like,
don't do that
yeah.
again.
Oh,
don't
it was
do
huge
that again.
To
no,
do.
Not good to do.
Oh,
that
forget
one.
It. You know,
big
it was like Italian weddings.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Forget it. It was like everybody. 400,000
people
oh,
there.
It was at least 400.
And all the food. And
oh, forget it.
Oh, boy. Just, you know what?
All the different courses.
Family you'd never even met before.
Oh, forget it. I was getting envelopes left and right.
Oh, God. It was ridiculous. I remember I was a bridesmaid.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Oh, my God. And the pink dress, remember?
Gorgeous. Well, what's great
dresses.
About that is you just take it up a little bit, and it's a dress for every
forget
day.
It. You can use it all year round.
I have to say, you know, I've been in a few weddings, and while I do get some use out of those dresses still,
mm-hmm,
your
mm-hmm.
dress
oh.
that you had us for the bridesmaids, I wear that
you're still wearing
every
it.
Week. I still wear
you still
it.
Wear it as a kimono.
Well, you know, you had given me the idea. It's wonderful because it's so silky, this dress.
Oh, forget it.
So I took it to be altered like you did with your wedding dress.
Oh, forget
when,
it.
You know, I'll admit, you know, it doesn't fit like it used to. So I took it to be altered. And what we did was we just cut it up the front.
Oh.
Did a little toy number.
Yeah.
And now it's like a bathrobe, spa bathrobe kimono. And I love it.
It's wonderful.
Every
put
day.
Put makeup's on.
I love it.
Oh.
Sounds
you
like
you know, I've never gotten so much use out of a bridesmaid's maid of honor dress in my whole entire life.
Well, who
love
does,
it.
Really?
Again, I have all of them. I keep them all.
It.
I've
well,
been about
can,
six
you know,
of them.
For those special occasions, we could use them as costumes.
But no, not this time.
Oh,
not
no,
this time.
No.
No. This time, very sensible.
Very sensible.
Very sensible.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of, you know, talking to the boys.
Tell them. Tell them.
You know, well,
tell the boys.
I was thinking of,
listen, wait,
you know,
James,
well,
James.
Yes.
James, Stephen. Listen to her
well,
idea. Listen.
Okay.
Well, the theme wedding. You're still going to do a theme, right?
Oh,
you've got to have a theme.
Of course. The theme is
what?
Sailors and showgirls.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know why I love
I'm
it?
So excited.
This is why it's so appropriate.
Well, tell me.
You mm-hmm. are a showgirl.
Hello.
Hello. Who doesn't know you from All Night Strut,
hello.
The show we were
oh,
in 25 years
it.
Ago?
Oh.
And he picked you up on a sailboat.
Oh, forget
on
it.
On a yacht.
On the yacht.
That's how you met.
And that's why we're doing
oh,
it.
God.
Oh, you know, it's just going to bring back all those happy memories
God.
Of
let's
us on the ship.
Our big headdresses.
Oh, forget it. Oh, tiara and everything. We're going to have the
gonna,
whole thing.
Are we going to do our number?
Let's do our number.
We will do our number.
We'll do a
oh,
number
God.
Especially for him.
But tell the boys what you want to do. Tell the boys.
Oh,
tell
well,
the boys. Here's
wanna,
your idea. Listen to her
I
idea.
Get,
here's her idea.
Well, I want to have the wedding
here at the
here.
Show. She wants to have the wedding here at the show.
You know, just elope. Because next week, it's next week, really. You know, we're going to do
next
it so
week.
Fast. Oh, forget
yeah.
it.
That's
yeah.
okay, right?
That's
they can use this
yeah,
chair.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the show next week.
Gil would love it, I think.
And we can perform a number.
Oh.
Well, you can sing a song for him.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Oh, good. And we'll wear a little pink number with the
oh,
thing and the sparkles and the...
Oh, forget it.
Oh,
and
with
the whole
heels.
Little, oh,
with
oh,
the
my
slit up to the
heels.
End.
Oh, God.
You're going to love... Oh, and we don't have much time.
Oh, well, I got to get my hair done. I got to get all
the
highlights and everything. I got to go to Antoinette. Oh.
All right.
Well,
I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well,
I'll be a bridesmaid
know,
again, but
well,
I'm not going down to that.
No,
hair
I got to go to Antoinette. You go down, you know, down the block over there. I don't know where you go, but
listen to this. We need to go over to Steinway though and get you some shoes.
Oh, forget it.
And we got to do it right
strappy
now today.
Oh,
because you
do
need
it.
The dyeables.
But I can't
you
wear white.
You got to dye them. They have
I'm not
to
allowed
away
to wear
to
white.
No.
I'm not allowed to wear white.
No, you're not.
No, you
okay.
should. Everyone knows that.
Well, you know, maybe I could do like Elizabeth Taylor. She was in yellow.
Ooh.
I heard that.
Oh, you could do like Mother of Pearl.
Oh.
Yeah, that's always an option, Gina.
Oh, I just can't believe I'm getting married to Nine Finger Nikki next week.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I love that Nikki. Oh.
What?
I think that's my phone.
Yeah, go ahead, get it.
Oh,
you
I'm
better
so
answer
sorry.
It.
I'm so sorry, boys.
No, no problem.
Oh. Anita. It's Frankie. Oh, my freaking husband. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ooh.
Why the hell is he calling me? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God, Anita. I got, boys, everyone, I got to take this outside.
Right, go ahead.
You better come with me. I need the support.
All right.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Oh, God.
We'll be
I'm
back.
I'm sorry.
All right. We'll be back.
All right.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
I just was wondering if maybe you were going to ask me about my romance.
Oh.
I mean, you've been following that story. Right along until Gina came back, so
well,
I don't know if
you
want to hear about it today. It seems like maybe you don't want to hear about it anymore.
No, I think,
now,
yeah.
Yeah, well.
Now that Gina's back.
No, I think we'd like to hear about
start?
It.
Of course.
Where should I start? Oh, yeah. The beginning. When I was incarcerated in jail for protesting the writer's strike, trying to be a good person and do right by other human beings and help them out, I get thrown in jail, which turned out to be the best thing that ever happened in my life, because who did I meet in jail? The new love of my life, the only love of my life, Nine Finger Nikki, who turns out to be really in love with Gina, it seems. I don't know who that Gina thinks she is, stealing my man from me. Well, listen, after Nine Finger Nikki was on the show last week, and him and Gina professed their love to each other, I went after him.
I remember that, yep.
And let me tell you, he's a pretty fast runner. Not only is he really good looking and handsome and tall and talented and, does he know how to mold clay. Anyway, he's a fast runner, too. So, finally, I tackled him out on 28th Avenue over there. And, we talked, and it was good. I'm glad we talked because, you know, the more I listen to him talk about Gina and how pretty Gina is and how much he's in love with Gina and how much of a good person Gina is and if I could only be more like Gina, maybe I would find a man. I realize that he's just a stupid idiot and I'm in love with Jermaine. Jermaine is the love of my life. I miss Jermaine. So I was thinking, you know,
all right.
Now that I've come to my senses and realized that Nikki was nothing more than a silly little girl crush that I had. Maybe I'd call Jermaine back and tell him that I just, you know, wasn't thinking clearly and that, you know, maybe it's time I patch things up with him and he doesn't have to leave. You know, I told him he had to be out of the trailer.
Are you sure about
this?
Do you think that's smart?
That was 2 weeks ago, but I think I'm going to go back on that now. I realized, you know, he's the only man for me.
Okay.
And, you know, he's the only father that my kids have known. You know, my Rottweilers, David McDaniels, and his wife, my other Rottweiler, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, and my Snow White teddy bear hamster, Bethany. They're the only father they've ever known.
All right.
So
okay,
I
see that.
You know, I'm going to call him. Do you guys mind if I call him? Is it okay if I call him? I'm going to call him.
Well,
is that okay?
I don't have a problem. No, I think that's fine. I think. Well,
he's staying in my trailer, as you guys
right.
know.
Right. Hold on. Hold on. I think, though, before we do that, we do have one more guest who's been waiting really patiently.
Yeah.
And I want to get to her. So if we could do that real quick, Tawny, and then you can come back and we'll have you call Jermaine and you can let him know that you're in love with him and want to get back with him. Is that okay? Can we do it that way?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, of course. I want to be professional here and I think you're right. You know, I need to separate my personal life from my professional life. So, but I would like to call him on the show. So, okay. I'm going to go and, take a few deep breaths, maybe have a mimosa myself, one of these mojitos and, or three. And then I'll come back. Okay. All right.
That sounds
good. The
guest
is all set on line one. Gil,
perfect.
Catch that through.
Great. One second, Gil. Let's give a little intro.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen, I don't know if you know this or if any of our listeners know,
but
Logo, the television network, is set to do their very own version of America's Next Top Model.
Really?
/ Survivor. I'm not really sure too much about it. I've read
right.
a little bit about it. Have you heard about this at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So it's exciting news.
It is exciting. Well, we have a fan, a MySpace friend, an acquaintance, I guess you'd call. And I don't even know how we came across this person. But anyway, we have somebody who is in line to potentially be on this show.
Really?
Yes. She's fabulous. I've
so
seen
exciting.
Her perform before. I guess the show is called RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
So I guess it's drag queens, which is gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely.
And we have Nikki Fenmore on the line, otherwise known as DJ Knickknack. So are we ready for that, Gil? Can we patch that through? Go ahead. So Nikki, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. We're all very excited and rooting for you.
Yes.
We went and voted, because I guess you go and vote, right, on the Logo website?
Yes, you go to, you pop up the RuPaul Drag Race website, and you can vote. There's a million girls on there, but I hope that you all kind of vote for me.
So what's the address to vote for you, then? Where do we go? We go to the Logo television website, which is what, logotv.com, I think?
You can go to logotv.com, or you can just type in RuPaul Drag Race, you know, and that comes up on Google, and you just go right click on right onto there, and then the thing pops up, and then you just type in Nick Nack, because my DJ name, but it's N-I-K-N-A-K, and then I pop right up, and you can just press vote for me, and you can vote once a day for somebody, and you can probably you can vote every day.
We will. Now, we'll put you in our top eight on our MySpace so that everyone who's friends with us can go and access your MySpace. And I'm sure you have a link to the voting on there. But why should we vote for you, Nikki?
Well, you should vote for me because I am fabulous. I am crazy and fun and exciting. And I just want to be on TV. And I just think that I'm a good fit for the show. And I think that I'm an outgoing person, so I think that I would do wonderful on the show. But I think it's going to be like Survivor, America's Next Top Model.
Excellent.
We don't have any bugs or anything.
And, so. And I can attest to this. You definitely know how to strut. I know that's true.
Oh, I love you.
Do it's you
true.
Really?
It's totally true. I remember. I remember. We always looked. We always looked forward to a Nikki Fenmore number whenever we were out and about in Syracuse. So.
Yeah, you guys are just so wonderful. How's everything going with you guys?
We're doing really well here at Sunday Morning Mimosa. We're getting ready to, I don't know if I should talk about this yet on the show, but we're gearing up to film a short film this summer. We've got some live performances set up of our own. That'll be more information coming about that soon. And we're actually, you know, we should talk after the show, Nikki, because we're trying to see about booking a gig up in Syracuse ourselves. So, we should.
I'll be ready to
that. Excellent. Well, listen, good luck to you. And we are going to be excited to see you on that show because I'm sure anyone in their right mind is going to go for vote for Nick Nack.
Exactly.
Miss Nikki Fenmore.
And we wish you the best. Really.
Yeah. Turn it out, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me today. It's a pleasure to be able to be the first one on your show or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to think if we had any other. I mean, we've had a couple guests, but no one as fabulous as
Nikki
Fenmore.
As fabulous.
No. We will keep our listeners up to date on what's going on, and like I said, we'll put you in our top eight so that our fans can access your page easily and vote for Nikki Fenmore at the RuPaul Drag Race on the logo website.
Thank you, everyone. Yes, please vote for me.
Well, thanks, Nikki, for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Wow, boys, that is so exciting. Wow, I feel like I know a celebrity. First Gloria Victoria of Astoria, you guys on the show here, and now Nikki Fenmore. I can't even. I voted in the green room on my
Did
laptop
you?
Just
oh,
now.
Already, wow.
I hope she wins. I'm going to vote again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You should all vote. Just go to TV.
Yes, everybody vote.
LogoTV.com and vote at RuPaul Drag Race. Good luck, Nikki. Good luck. Maybe she can give me some makeup
lots
tips.
Of luck.
I bet she'd be able to help me out.
She could give you makeup
tips.
All
right,
anyway,
boys, I'm so excited about this. You know, Anita and Gina were right. Love is in the air. And I, you know, I'm ready to tell Jermaine how I feel about him.
All right.
So if you don't mind, I'm ready to make that call now.
Okay.
It's now or never. It's do or die time. You know, like I always say, carpe diem. Oh, God, I really appreciate this, you guys. You know, I'm just so in love with Jermaine. He is the one for me. I need to be with him. All right, here we go. Let me dial the number here. Sorry, I have to use my calling card. About a minute. Oh, God, pick up. Pick up, Jermaine. Pick up, pick up, pick up. I love you, Jermaine. Oh, God, I can't wait to be in your arms again, Jermaine. Pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Please, please, pick up. Pick up, 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 Jermaine, pick up, please, 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 Jermaine, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, God, be there, please be there, pick up the phone, Jermaine, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Well, hello. You've reached the phone of Loretta.
What?
And Jermaine.
What?
The former phone of Tawny, are La Fontaine, the original MySpace friend.
Loretta's my best friend.
We're sorry we can't come to the phone right now, but me and Jermaine are celebrating our marriage to each other, and we're on our fabulous honeymoon in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
My God.
If you'd like to leave a message for myself or my new husband, Jermaine,
I'll leave a
please
message.
Leave it after the tone. And if not, well then, carpe diem.
Who the hell does this bitch?
Sunday morning mimosa. We'll be back in just a moment.
My husband, Jermaine, he's mine!
All right, well, thanks everybody for joining us. I guess this is all the time we have for today. Tune in next week when I guess we have Gina and Nine Finger Nikki's wedding. Elopement.
How exciting is that going to be?
This is very exciting. Very exciting. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. Make sure to check out our MySpace, myspace.com/SundayMorningMimosa.com. A big shout out to our new friend, Vinny. How are you, Vinny? And hey, all our other new friends this week, and our new friends on Facebook. You can find us there. We're also on this new thing called Twitter. Twitter.com/SMMimosa. Mm-hmm. And you can always email us at SundayMorningMimosa@gmail.com. And we will see you next week. Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
And thanks to our Bacardi Silver sponsor.
Yeah.
This delicious mojito beverage. Check it out. Bacardi Silver Mojito.
First Gina with Nine Finger Nikki and now Loretta. Marianne, you better stay out of my way. You're on my list too.